This is Beach Weekly. You are listening to Season 12, Episode 12 of Beach Weekly, a podcast created and produced by Long Beach State's student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er. It's Monday, April 22nd, and we're here with you on your walk to class, giving you the news you need to start your week. I'm your host, Leigh Madrigal. Keep listening to learn more about the SharkSat team's space launch, political instability in Haiti, and more. We'll start with some upcoming campus events. Throughout April, support the Lorraine Chalmers Beach Pantry by donating non-perishable food items to their college food drive. Donations are accepted at the College of Education, College of Health and Human Services, and the College of the Arts. Rainbow Cafe, hosted by Counseling and Psychological Services, is a weekly social support group for LGBTQ students on Mondays from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Each weekly meeting focuses on specific topics. Last week's topic was gender joy, and in the past, topics have included gratitude, coming out, and communication. This week's meeting will be today, Monday, April 22nd, from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. in Peterson Hall 1, room 230. Live Your Life Day is an event in the Upper Quad held in an effort to increase suicide prevention awareness. It's on Tuesday, April 23rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event's theme is expressing mental health through art. There will be arts and crafts, free resources, food, raffles, and more. The College of Business Student Center for Professional Development is hosting an online Zoom event about addressing conflict at work. It will be on Tuesday, April 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., and the Zoom link can be found in the College of Business Student Center for Professional Development Linktree. The Events and Orgs app, formerly known as BeachSync, is a great way to stay up to date with events happening on campus. Now, here's some campus news. CSULB SharkSat is a team of engineers developing, testing, and operating a small CubeSat satellite called SharkSat-1, which NASA has chosen to be launched into orbit. A CubeSat is a small satellite that orbits Earth and can assist with remote sensing, weather measurements, communications, telescopes, solar panels, and more. The CSULB SharkSat team is the first and only satellite-focused group on campus. They created a CubeSat and entered it into NASA's Launch Initiative, a program that provides opportunities for 10 CubeSats made by American universities or nonprofit organizations. Their satellite was entered in November 2023 and approved by NASA in March. SharkSat-1 will aim to collect data on LED-induced blue light pollution in order to create databases, light pollution maps, and more resources to help with research. SharkSat-1 and other selected satellites will be launched from 2025 to 2028. We'll finish with some major headlines from around the world. For the first time in the University of Southern California's 143-year history, the campus has barred their valedictorian, Asna Tabassum, from their commencement speech due to unspecified safety threats on Monday, April 15th. Tabassum is a first-generation South Asian American Muslim majoring in biomedical engineering and minoring in resistance to genocide at USC. Her social media included information, history, and stances on the Israel-Hamas war through a slideshow that pushes for a quote-unquote one-state solution. After being selected for valedictorian, student groups like Trojan for Israel called for the decision to be reconsidered, saying that Tabassum's content is quote-unquote anti-Semitic bigotry. Provost Andrew T. Guzman announced on Monday that Tabassum will not be allowed to deliver her commencement speech. In their online statement, they said, quote, "The intensity of feelings, fueled by both social media and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, has grown to include many voices outside of USC and has escalated to the point of creating substantial risks relating to security and disruption at commencement," end quote. Since the announcement, Tabassum has said that she questions safety concerns as being the reason for the speech cancellation and said that she was denied a request of the campus's threat assessment. Tabassum said, quote, "I am not surprised by those who attempt to propagate hatred. I am surprised that my own university, my home for 4 years, has abandoned me," end quote. New York City police officers arrested dozens of protesters last Thursday at a pro-Palestinian encampment at Columbia University. The Columbia University president requested that the police department remove individuals from the Solidarity encampment as they posed a danger and disruption to campus. According to the school's student newspaper, the Columbia Daily Spectator, over 100 arrests were made that afternoon. The protest was organized in an effort to get Columbia to detach from Israeli companies, call for a ceasefire, and support the creation of a Palestinian state. Last Monday and Tuesday, schools, businesses, airports, and more facilities within the United Arab Emirates closed after a year's worth of rain poured down in a single day. Cars were stranded in flooded streets and homes became flooded as well. Runways at the Dubai International Airport flooded and traveling was substantially disrupted. At least 1,200 flights were canceled, but the airport resumed normal operations by Friday. Schools remained closed for the week due to road closures. Although the area's infrastructure was damaged, the rainfall helped to restore groundwater reservoirs. The United States has resumed deportation flights to Haiti, despite ongoing concerns over the country's political instability. Since Haiti's president was assassinated in 2021, the country has been struggling with reestablishing its government. After the president's assassination, Prime Minister Claude Joseph took over as acting president but stepped down 13 days later. Then, Prime Minister Ariel Henry took over from July 2021 until he resigned on March 11, 2024. His resignation came after gang violence had overrun the capital and most of the country. Now, the country has no remaining elected officials. According to the UN, in 2023, there were 2,490 civilian kidnappings and 4,789 civilian homicides in Haiti. Because of gang violence and instability in Haiti, the U.S. had paused deportations to the country. However, last Thursday, immigration officials sent about 50 Haitians back to their home country on deportation flights. Human rights activists describe the deportation flights as inhumane because Haitians are being sent directly into violent environments without work, healthcare, school, or government. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Beach Weekly. And a special thank you to our editor, Julia Goldman, and our producers, Elle Nicklin and Aiden Swanepoel. As always, if you want to read up on some of the stories covered today, along with so much more, you can head over to our website, daily49er.com. And to make sure you're up to date with everything that happens on the Long Beach State campus, you can follow our socials at Daily 49er. We appreciate you listening, and you'll hear from me again next week.